Welcome to Making Waves. My name is Matthew Miller. Making Waves is a radio program about sound art, produced for WGXC by New Adventures in Sound Art. On today's show, we are going to listen to some past performances from the Deep Wireless Festival in Toronto. Deep Wireless presents radio and transmission art from around the world and has been in existence since 2002. Over those years, many of these performances have been broadcast live on WGXC. The next couple of editions of Making Waves, we are going to revisit some of these performances. On today's show, we are going to listen to four pieces. Darsha Hewitt's Ionospheric Birds, Shared Buffer No. 1, featuring David Ogborn, Alex McLean, and Eldad Sabri, Kathleen Kajioka's Open Sea, and finally, Here, Now Here, with James Bailey, Allison Cameron, and Daniel Tapper. And now, Darsha Hewitt's Ionospheric Birds. 2011's Deep Wireless Ensemble, featuring artists Hank Bull, Aaron G., Darsha Hewitt, and Christopher Stanton, performed two different sets, each exploring the nature of transmission and communication in a live performance context. That was Ionospheric Birds by Darcy Hewitt from 2011's Deep Wireless Festival. Let's have a listen to Shared Buffer No. 1 featuring David Ogborn, Alex McLean, and Eldad Sabery. Shared Buffer No. 1 is a live coding improvisation by a trio of globally distributed performers in Toronto, Hamilton, Montreal, and Sheffield, UK, all working on a single piece of shared code. That was Shared Buffer Number 1, a live coding performance by David Ogborn, Alex McLean, and Eldad Sabery. You are listening to Making Waves on WGXC Wavefarm. Let's have a listen to Kathleen Kajioka's Open Sea, performed by the Deep Wireless Ensemble. NASA's Deep Wireless Ensemble performed this work in May 2008 at the Ryerson Student Center. The ensemble included Kathleen Kajioka on viola, and Deb Sina, Chantel Dumas, and Andreas Carr on texts, percussion, and electroacoustic sounds. Overshadowed by the violin and bogged down by mockery, the viola is the underdog of the orchestra. Open Sea is a compassionate portrait of the heart and life of this dark beauty.
What's the difference between the violin and the viola? The viola burns longer.
What's the difference between a vacuum cleaner and a viola? The vacuum cleaner has to be plugged in before it sucks.
What's the difference between a viola and a trampoline? You take your shoes off to jump on a trampoline.
What's the difference between the viola and fingernails scraping on a blackboard? Vibrato.
How can you tell when a violist is playing out of tune? The bow is moving.
What's the difference between a vacuum cleaner and a viola?
What's the definition of perfect pitch?
In the rope?
And it's taken into a dumpster.
Yes, kids are in front, isn't
it? Why is a viola like a lawsuit? Everyone is happy.
What's the difference between a dead viola player lying in the rope?
What inspired Bach to write his first canon?
Scratch Bach,
sorry. He heard two real canons trying to play. You only heard two violas trying to play. What's another name for viola auditions? What's another name for viola auditions? Scratch Bach.
Thank you.
That was Open Sea by Kathleen Kajioka, performed by the Deep Wireless Ensemble on May 2008 at the Ryerson Student Center. Next up is Here, Now Here, Improv Mix, by James Bailey, Allison Cameron, and Dan Tapper. At the Deep Wireless Festival in May 2015, the opening concert included the works Inverness to Edinburgh, Sonic Memories and Geographies, by Dan Tapper, Canadian Radio Trilogy by James Bailey, and Field Recordings by Allison Cameron. For the second half of the show, the three artists improvise a collective remix drawing from the sounds of these pieces. Thank you. That was an improv mix entitled Here, Now, Here, featuring James Bailey, Allison Cameron, and Dan Tapper, from the May 2015 Deep Wireless Festival. You have been listening to Making Waves, which is heard on WGXC every second Saturday of the month. Join us next month for more performances from the Deep Wireless Festival.